Okay, so for this Torah portion, the main thing, well, like I said, I wrote out notes because it's extremely important to pay attention to what they say when the baby is born, because it's how they got their name. And essentially the name that they get describes the tribe that they operate in. And the reason why this is so important is because the tribes are obviously very, I mean, they really are a heavenly prototype or blueprint of what heaven says. And so understanding who these sons are is absolutely foundational, because up until this point, we've got three patriarchs, and we have Yahweh constantly saying, I am the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So he is Yahweh over those three patriarchs. After that, the 12 sons from Jacob become the highlight for the rest of the entire story. More specifically, we see the storyline follow Rachel and Joseph, but this is very foundational for things in the future. So up until this point, we've got a really strong foundation, but then we're really beginning to see the houses. We're beginning to see the tribes. We're beginning to see the foundation of those things, and their names matter. And when they become blessed, when they get their blessing, that's also a big key on who's who and what's what and how their storyline plays out. So what I went ahead and did is I just went into my notes and I just wrote out birth order from Reuben to Joseph. We have not seen Benjamin yet. So there is a 12th, but I put dot, 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 because he's not here yet. And really in this Torah portion, we don't actually even get to Rachel, but I wanted to just put that on there because it ends at kind of a weird, we have like two more sentences before the next kind of subject. So I just added Rachel and Joseph in there, but really I put a line on there because it ends with Dinah, which is the daughter of Leah. So, which anyways, anyways, okay, so really beginning to understand what Yahweh, and everything is just, it's so foundational, right? Because Leah came out of deception from Laban, but Yahweh honors it and brings Judah through Leah, which is Yeshua. I mean, that's where the Messiah comes in. So there's just some big stuff in here. Then you've got Rachel, who births Joseph in the next Torah portion, which is where the rest of the storyline kind of plays itself out. And we see where, you know, where we come from, because essentially Joseph, you know, is in, you know, you guys know the story, Egypt. And then that's where we've got the Gentiles that come in. So anyways, so all I did was when I read through it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to write out all the sons in birth order, but then who their moms are. And then also remember, Bilha is Rachel's. And then you've got Zilpah, which is Leah's. And then you've got Leah again. And then you have Rachel again. So basically what we see in this story is a lot of back and forth. I mean, basically you've got rivalry between the sisters and they're just going at it and they are using one another. I mean, at one point, I think they're prostituting out Jacob. I mean, she basically says, I'll sell you mandrakes, which is an aphrodisiac. If I can have some of those, I'll give you Jacob, and basically prostitutes him out. And then a baby's born from that. But it's interesting to me because if I remember right, which one came out of the prostitution? I should have wrote that down. Let him lie with you tonight. So when Jacob came in the field that evening, Leah went out to meet him and she said, you must come to me, for I've actually hired you with my son's mandrakes. So he lay with her that very night. Moreover, God heard Leah and she became pregnant and gave birth to the fifth son for Jacob. So it's number 5. Dan, guys, I should have known that. God gave me a reward because I gave my female servant to my husband. So she, and then, oh, that was the second one. That, right? Moreover, God heard Leah. She became pregnant. Oh, no, sorry. It's Leah's fifth. So it would be, oh, I did put it on there. There is my hire. Sorry, Issachar. Anyways, so it's his ninth. So it's, oh my gosh. So birth order, my notes are birth order based on Jacob's sons, but I put fifth next to number nine because it's Leah's fifth. So anyways, ultimately you've got some pretty crazy stuff going on now. Cause now you've got the wives going back and forth. They're giving over their servants. They're prostituting, in my opinion, Jacob out. They're just, and they're trying to one up each other. And this whole time, Rachel's barren. And so she's, you know, trying to, you know, I mean, talk about an Ishmael, trying to do this and trying to do that. And I mean, this whole thing is just crazy. And remember when I said it could seem like Yahweh is blessing this? Because even with the scripture I just read to you, it says, and Yahweh heard Leah. What, he heard Leah sell out? Like that she sold, that she like bought her own husband? Like he heard her, like as if we should be, you know, bargaining with God for him to hear us. But the reality is that God is blessing them with children because it's a way for him to say, you know, maybe this would start over. Like it's an opportunity of starting over, or his grace. And so anyways, I just, that was like the, that was like the biggest thing. And then obviously the biggest thing in this chapter is just all the sons. I mean, they're just getting popped out left and right. And these are the tribes and these are the beginning. And you can see the storyline, you know, how fortunate and how happy am I? And Issachar, God gave me my reward. And Zebulun. And then, you know, so, I mean, you see Reuben, Simeon, and Levi and Judah. And so anyways, all of these sons have names that mean something. And they're basically just presented in this chapter. That's kind of as far as I got. And how important it is, their names. And to remember that these tribes are a blueprint to heaven. They're a blueprint in Revelations. They're a blueprint of what's to come. They are a blueprint of what they do. Like it is something to pay attention to. And it's something that is extremely ignored in the Christian church because it's just not something that is studied. And again, we're being reintroduced to being able to study this. And it really is the whole story or the whole picture, these sons and these tribes, and understanding what it is that Yahweh is doing in the times and the seasons and all of that stuff. So, anyways, I just wanted to like lay those out. Oh gosh. Let me give an example to kind of just like stir things up instead of just saying it's really important. Levi, as we know, becomes the Levitical priest. That's where Levitical comes. So Levi are the priest, but look at his name. Now this time, my husband will join himself to me. His name means my connection. My Adonai's connection. Priests stand in the gap for bridging the connection between Yahweh and the people. Yeshua is the high priest. This time, my husband will join himself to me. So you can see the tribe of Levi in that name and what that means. And then all of a sudden, you've got this open revelation of being able to understand the priesthood. Because you understand Levi and what that means. And then you understand who Yeshua is. And so anyways, and the crazy thing is you couldn't be a priest unless you were from the Levi tribe. Well, Yeshua comes from Judah. So you've got this, you guys, there's so much. And then you've got Dan. God has judged my cause. Okay, it means to judge. God has made his judgment. Well, in Revelations, Dan's not there. Dan also falls trapped to one of the most northern kingdoms of idolatry. So again, there's so much mystery in these names, which is why I wrote out exactly what the mothers said over the sons. And this will happen again when they get blessed. We will also write out their blessing. And so, just really pay attention to that. And again, you know, obviously the greatest revelation is Judah and Joseph and recognizing what's happening, because the tribe of Judah, basically, let me fast forward. The tribe of Judah basically adheres to God's instructions, and they don't fall into idolatry. The rest of the sons, the rest of the tribes scatter, and they begin to fall into idolatry and do not hold fast to his instructions, especially Joseph's line, who marries into Egypt, actually has Gentiles. And so later on, you're going to see a kingdom split, the northern and the southern tribes. So when Yeshua says, I came for the lost sheep of Israel, who is lost? Right? Or understanding who the tribes are in the first place and recognizing it's two different moms. In this chapter, they're already in rivalry. And then we, you know, blame 2,000 years later that all of a sudden rivalry started between Jews and Christians. No. It's just beautiful because in the kingdom, when the kingdom splits, Judah actually is with Benjamin. Now, Benjamin's going to come from Rachel. Benjamin also means son of my right hand. So there's a connection there. The Levites get split, and then you basically have everybody else is from the tribe of, or what they call Ephraim, that kingdom, Joseph's side, is the northern tribes that fall to idolatry. And anyways, I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but my point is study this. Know the tribes, be able to list the tribes, know what their names mean. Understand, because when the kingdom splits and they begin to scatter, you're going to begin to understand what it is that Yeshua was sent on the earth to do. And it was not just to save you from hell. So it starts here in his redemptive story.